Watch, German female streamer attacked online in multicultural Cologne. By Kurt Sindelke on January 1, 2026. A violent New Year's Eve across Germany was capped off with an attack on a female live streamer, who was assaulted on camera as she was filming on the multicultural streets of Cologne. Shortly before the clock struck midnight, Cologne-based Twitch streamer Country Kitty, who has nearly a quarter of a million followers on the platform, was broadcasting live in a bright pink outfit. As she was walking through a crowd of what appeared to be mostly foreign background men, she was struck in the head with an unidentified object. "Ow, ow, I got hit by something. I got hit in the head with something," she said, according to the Bild newspaper. Minutes later, she was struck again by what appeared to be a firecracker projectile, to which she replied, "I think if I were a 2-meter-tall bouncer, they wouldn't have done that." She later said that she plans on filing a complaint to the police. The apparent assaults came on the 10th anniversary of the 2015 New Year's Eve attacks, which saw over 1,000 women sexually assaulted or raped across Germany, including hundreds in the city center of Cologne. Brought to international attention by Breitbart News, after being downplayed by local media, the attacks were attributed to men of North African origin. However, police secured only 39 convictions and liberal apologists have since attempted to blame the attacks on masculinity rather than on the mass migration agenda that allowed many of the suspects into the country just months before the attacks. The apparent assaults on the live streamer came amid broader violence across Germany and Europe on New Year's Eve. According to broadcaster NTV, firefighters, paramedics, and police officers throughout the country were attacked, many with fireworks and other makeshift projectiles. The head of the Federal Police Division of the GDP Police Union, Andreas Roskopf, said that there were hundreds of arrests made during the evening, and commented, "We expect swift legal proceedings with consistent punishments. Those colleagues who are putting themselves on the line expect this. It's no longer just about banning fireworks, but about serious attacks on our rule of law." Meanwhile, multiple people lost their lives in incidents attributed to fireworks, including an 88-year-old woman after a firework sparked a fire on the balcony of her apartment in Würzburg. Two 18-year-old men were also killed in Bielefeld after suffering fatal facial injuries from homemade fireworks. Violent scenes were also seen elsewhere in Europe, including in the Netherlands, where at least 250 people were arrested. In the city of Utrecht, police came under attack from heavy fireworks, with officers being massively and almost continuously attacked by groups of young people. The local force deployed a water cannon multiple times to keep the youths at bay, De Telegraaf reported. Nien Kuhlmann, the head of the Dutch police union, described the New Year's events as having been plagued by unprecedented amount of violence against police and emergency services. Kuhlmann said that she was personally attacked multiple times during the night. Follow Kurt Sindelke on X, follow @KurtSindelke or email to Sindelke @Breitbart.com.